Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. Simple past tense. Learning the proper pronunciation of ED is an essential part of speaking English correctly with a standard American accent. The focus of this week's podcast is learning the three possible pronunciations of ED and when to use each one. We're also going to practice using these pronunciations in some keywords of English. I recommend that you listen to podcast number 29 if you haven't already. Podcast 29 discusses the difference between voiced and voiceless consonants. An understanding of the difference is important for this week's lesson, as you'll see shortly. As you may already know, we use the ED ending to indicate the past tense of regular verbs. Listen to the following sentence. It contains three regular verbs in the past tense. She worked on the weekend because she realized that she needed more money. This sentence contains three regular verbs in the past tense. It contains the three possible pronunciations of ED. Notice how the pronunciation of ED in each word is different. She worked on the weekend because she realized she needed more money. In this sentence, we have worked, realized, and needed. Listen and repeat the three verbs in the simple past. Worked. Realized. Needed. In the verb worked, ED is pronounced t, worked. In realized, ED is pronounced d, realized. In needed, ED is pronounced id, needed. This sentence demonstrates the three possible pronunciations for ED in the past tense. The three possible pronunciations for ED are t, d, or id. So how do we determine when to use each of these pronunciations? Let's learn the rules for when to use each of these pronunciations of ED. Rule number one. If the verb ends in a voiceless sound, ED is pronounced as in the previous example, work. Work ends in k. K is voiceless. Our vocal folds do not vibrate when we say k. Therefore, we pronounce ed as t. Worked. Rule number two. If the verb ends in a voiced sound, ed is pronounced d. As in the previous example, realize ends in z. Z is a voiced consonant. Our vocal folds vibrate when we say z. Therefore, we pronounce the ed as d. Realized. Rule number three. If the verb ends in t or d, ed is pronounced id. As in the previous example, the verb need ends in D. Therefore, ED is pronounced id, needed. Notice how this pronunciation has a vowel in it, I. Id contains the vowel I. Because it contains this vowel, ED will add an extra syllable, need. One syllable. Needed. two syllables. Want, one syllable. Wanted, two syllables. In the other two cases, we don't add an extra syllable, just a consonant sound, t or d. I often hear English students make the mistake of adding an extra syllable to verbs like talk or change. They make the mistake of saying talked or changed. These verbs, talk and change, do not end in T or D, and therefore the past tense only has one syllable. Talked, changed. The E is silent. Students often comment that a word like changed sounds like it has two syllables, but it does not. The ED ending in changed does not have a vowel sound, and according to the rules of English pronunciation, without a vowel sound, there can be no syllable. So let's practice the pronunciation of ED following the rules that we've just learned. In this next exercise, you're going to hear a pair of words. The first word is the verb in its simple form. The second is the verb in its simple past with the ED ending. Because they end in a voiceless sound, the ED in these verbs will be pronounced t. Please listen and repeat. Like. Liked. Kiss. Kissed. Push. Pushed. Laugh. Laughed. Help. Helped. In this next exercise, you're going to hear a pair of words. The first word is the verb in its simple form. The second is the verb in its simple past, with the ED ending. ED will be pronounced as D, with no extra syllable, because these words end in voiced sounds. Please listen and repeat. Rob. Robbed. Hug. Hugged. Call. Called. Love. Loved. Charge. Charged. Agree. Agreed. In this next exercise, we're going to practice verbs which end in T or D. Because these verbs end in T or D, the ED of the past tense will be pronounced id with an extra syllable. Please listen and repeat. Need. Needed. Add. Added. Want. Wanted. Attend. Attended. React. Reacted. Now that you've learned the rules for pronouncing ED in the past tense, you may have realized that you've been pronouncing some words incorrectly. At the same time, you may have realized that you've learned the pronunciation of ED naturally by ear in many cases. Maybe you just picked it up. If you can remember the pronunciation of ED endings naturally, instinctually, without thinking about the rules, that's good. But at the same time, it's also good to know the rules which English pronunciation follows. That way, when you encounter a new word, you have a point of reference to guide you in the right direction. You might also discover that you've been pronouncing some past tense verbs incorrectly. These rules will make you aware of your mistakes and show you how to correct them. Today's lesson was a somewhat advanced lesson in English pronunciation. If you feel that you need more work and practice just learning the fundamentals, the basic vowels and consonants of English, I recommend trying Best Accent Training MP3s. Best Accent Training MP3s is a complete English pronunciation course in MP3 format. Best Accent Training MP3s has hundreds of practice exercises with all the consonants of English. Learn how to position your tongue, lips, teeth, and jaw correctly so as to pronounce the consonants just like a native speaker. Learn how to distinguish between difficult consonants like R and L, V and W, B and V, P and F, and many more. No matter what your language is, Best Accent Training has exercises especially for you. Best Accent Training gives you step-by-step instruction for pronouncing all the sounds of English clearly and correctly, just like a native speaker. You'll find all the vowels, all the consonants, syllable stress, intonation, connected speech. It's all there. And best of all, it's in MP3 format, so you can download Best Accent Training onto your MP3 player and take it with you wherever you go. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.